It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flamm.
Here I am.
Here he is. Greg Flamm is back in the building at
That's
DuPage
right.
Picker. It is time for another edition of Swap Meet. This our segment we do every Thursday night where we evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia. We ask you to go down to the basement.
Do maybe some digging.
Go up to the attic. Maybe it's hanging in the foyer. Maybe your family is like, please, for the love of God, please get rid of that. And you're like, nope, it's worth something. And I'll prove it tonight.
Right, we will.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. You can text, you can call. And if you want to know what something's worth or you got something that you want to brag about, now is the time to do it. Greg Flamm, it's been 2 weeks. Good to see you, bud.
Good to be back.
How you doing? How's the winter treating you?
You know, I only went to one estate sale in the last 2 weeks, but it was a great one.
Oh, it was good.
All kinds of, it was a family member of Riz's Chevrolet, and they had so many promotional stuff from the Bears, Bulls. I mean, just so much stuff, and I walked out of there with some great stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you walk in and they're like, this is the estate of Joe Rizzo Ford.
I'm kind of probably speaking out of school, but they don't normally announce that. But you could tell by the stuff that was there, there was a ton of Rizzo's and Chevrolet stuff.
Well, interesting.
But yeah, thanks to them.
All right, so what do we got here? What do you want to brag about? What'd you bring in? I see already that we've got some awesome Bears stuff.
You know, you see one Bears poster, you think you've seen them all, but I have never owned these, the size of these. And they're... 1987, the Bears are back posters. They're kind of mini posters, and they have, you know, the fake signature on them. But I've never had a Dave Duerson of this size poster or the Hampton, which Hampton, you would think, you know, it's pretty popular.
So these are the Osco Drug, not the Jewel Osco. This is Osco Drug.
Mm-hmm, before they merch.
Right? This is Bears are back. The Bears are back, and you've got three posters. You got one of Dave Duerson signed.
Mm-hmm.
He got a Dan Hampton signed. That one, he looks regal.
And it's not live ink, just for...
Oh, it's not?
Yeah.
And then you got a Neil Anderson, too.
Yep.
There you go.
And I could not find any sold or available on the Duerson or Hampton.
Really?
Neil Anderson, there were a couple, a $13 poster, but none on the other. So I'm hoping the auction does well on those.
Well, the Dan Hampton poster, he's looking, it looks like he's looking at the photographer, and he's got those like big shoulder pads, and you just see how tall
he is.
Yeah. Man, that's a classic. These are classics, Greg.
Yep. So it's nice to finally come across this because there's so many Bears posters, and it's just nice to see something that you don't normally see.
Yeah.
I did also get a 1991 NBA Finals Bulls poster, large poster, you know, from Chevrolet and Geo back then. But
classic,
so that was kind of cool. I got a 91-92 NBA Finals shirt. I mean, T-shirt, you know.
Our family had a Geo tracker. I don't want to make a big deal about it.
Yep.
But it kind of was a big deal.
Yeah, my ex got in an accident with a semi in a Geo Tracker and survived.
Ooh, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were not the most secure
vehicles.
Before we move on, the Osco Drug commercial or poster in the corner, they have, what are the items they have? They actually have items that they're selling. What are those?
These are all like Kodak items, batteries, film. And then the Osco Drug logo. But, you know, it's Kodak and they've got batteries. I know they made batteries, but that's not what they're known for.
Yeah, right. The Kodak batteries. Well, yeah, there you go. All right. What else you got here?
I brought a bunch. I collect maps, and I came across a whole bunch of, like, 50s and 60s.
Yeah, this is like
Sinclair
gas station.
Old Standard.
Yeah.
And if you're hunting for maps or you want to sell them, the best ones are you want the gas station logo as big as possible on the map. And I'll show you what I mean. Like this mobile one, not worth much because there's not much going on there. But this Sinclair, yes, you want this. It's got the dinosaur, you know. This is what you want. This is the type of, you know.
The standard,
Yeah, you want the gas station logo as big as possible, and those tend to get the most money.
I love it.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Great tip of the week.
That's a good start. 312-981-7200. I feel like I was, you know, because it was so cold, I was trying this week. I was in my garage. I was moving some stuff around, and I found all of the Mayor Daley posters.
Okay.
Right? I still have those. I have a lot. I feel like the last time we brought it up, there was a lot of interest. and I feel like they're sitting in there and I'm not doing much with them. But I want to, as part of the swap meet, get in a position where maybe, I don't know, we figure out a way that I can give some of these away.
Yeah.
Right?
That'd be great.
Because they're not worth anything.
Yeah, I can meet them at the flea market. If you get a winner, they can meet me there to get it, or we can
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You know, whatever.
Yeah,
you
I'm not mailing it. There's no way I'm
right.
mailing it.
And but I'm sure you have some stuff that is not. Yeah, right. I'm sure there's, you know, some stuff that is kind of rare, you know, some of the daily stuff. You just, you know.
Yeah. It's Mayor Daley, and it's a 1983, so it was when he lost to Harold Washington.
Right.
It's a bunch of posters and bumper stickers or stickers that were given to me at some point. I found them. I pulled them out. Like, I've got the biggest find in the world. I brought them in here, and you're like, no, they're worth anything.
You didn't make a deal for like an extra garbage can or something. You had to pick it, or what did they call that?
Yeah. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can text, you can call, and we'll take a quick break right now. And when we come back, we'll start the bidding. I don't know if it's bidding, but it's just the swap meet.
The swap.
Stay with us. It's a swap meet here on the download, 720 WGN. Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. And of course, you, 312-981-7200. It's your chance to brag about the cool stuff you've collected over the years and see if any of that junk that you've brought from house to house, from room to room, that you have on display in the foyer, if it's worth anything. 312-981-7200. Let's start tonight with Sharon. Sharon, what do you want to brag about?
I've got a Mattel little alien in a spacecraft. It's called a Cosmic Kittles.
Mm-hmm.
It's Dolo Martin. He's got that purple rock that he sits on.
Right.
Now, his spaceship is different than any of them I've seen.
Hmm.
Top of his is yellow, and the bottom is blue.
Okay.
Why do you have this, Sharon? What is the, is this just a toy left over?
It was something that was bought to me years ago, I just moved, take him with me.
Do you happen to have any of the
Martian,
the packaging or the boxes or anything with it?
No. Okay. He's on a purple rock that he locks onto the rock.
Where he should be.
I have to ask, because it affects the value, of course.
Okay.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I've sold some of the little Kittles, they were called. You put them on like these little, like, bicycle type thing. You push it.
Spacecraft.
And this one's in a spaceship and in excellent condition. They've gone as high as about $100, $120. Without the box and maybe what you're talking, you're probably, I would do an auction starting maybe at like $25, $30 and see if it goes up from there. Like you said, you might have a rare color that wasn't made very much or limited.
But the nostalgia factor, Sharon, I'd keep it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd keep it. You're taking it from place to place and it's a little Kittle and a spacecraft.
For that amount of money.
At this point, I'd hold on to it.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Judy. Judy, what do you want to brag about, Judy?
Well, I'm not bragging. I am just really curious. When one of my grandmothers died, I got a bunch of furniture. One is it's a piece of furniture. It's made of hardwood. It's made by Admiral.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tubes in the back. You pull out drawer, and I mean, this is a good sized piece of wood.
Sounds like a classic.
Is it taller than it is wide? Because I kind of know what you're talking about. I just want to narrow it down.
It has like lattice work.
On
the okay, but one side when you pull a drawer out is a photograph. The other is a radio, only AM.
Okay.
So I am wondering how much.
Sure.
Yeah. Is it taller than it is wider?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So that helps. Let's see.
I mean, I didn't get tape measure up because I can't find it.
No. I understand.
No. Can you tape measure? Can you measure it for us right now? I'm kidding.
Right, yeah. On the driveway.
I'm joking.
No, you have a good find. Some of the Admiral consoles can go as high as $3,000. Some are as low as $150. Again, that falls into that category that it's hard to move. So it's going to be a, like if you do sell it, it's going to be a local pickup. like either a Craigslist or an antique shop on consignment, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Movers to move it to where.
And that tends to make people price it lower than it should be, really. So if you have the patience and can keep it for a while and you can stick to your price, you know, maybe shoot for $1,200 or $1,500.
Yeah. Somewhere in the middle, right? Somewhere between $100 and $3,000.
Right, and they're all over the place because it's different models. Can I ask, does it have the lattice on both sides?
She dropped out.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. No problem.
Let's pretend that the lattice is on
both sides. Assuming the lattice was just on one side of it, so...
Yeah. Now let's go to Jake. Jake, what do you want to brag about, Jake?
Hey, G, how you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Doing good.
I got a couple of Walter Payton items. I got a box of him and a Wheaties box from 1986. It's still in the cellophane, never been opened.
Okay.
And I also have two bottles of Walter Payton Pilsner beer.
Wow.
Yes!
That I didn't even know until the guy gave me him. I didn't even know that he had made a beer, quite honestly.
I love it. I love when you start getting to the second tier stuff that athletes made that you don't even know they made. Beer. Is a good one for Peyton.
The Wheaties, if it's obviously not signed, I'm assuming, they start at about 10 to 15, they start. And there's quite a few on there, so that's not so rare. But let me look up the beer.
So three, I mean, we probably paid $3 for the box, right? Probably in a day, right? So you're not really, that's not a huge investment or, you know, return on investment. You would think, I always get thrown off on that because you would think that that's a you know, 30-year-old box of cereal, you'd think it'd be more than $10.
Yep.
What do I know?
I'm not finding the Walter Payton beer other than like an old style commemorative can goes for $11.
Now this is a bottle of Walter Payton Pilsner beer. It's made by the All American Brewing Company. I don't know if that's something he just created or. But yeah, I didn't know it. I was given it to a bartender.
I love that. Is it just one bottle?
In Grand Rapids, Michigan, gave it to me.
Nice.
Wow, that could be rare because I'm not finding any yet.
That's
online,
awesome.
So
that's my favorite one. There you go, Jake. You're winning tonight.
Yeah, if you want to send a picture through Facebook, I can look it up.
There's nothing on there at all?
Nothing. I'm not finding the bottle of beer. No, I'm just finding like old style did a commemorative can. That's it.
Okay.
We'll do a little more research, but that's interesting. Thanks, Jake.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thanks for calling.
I've never heard of that either. That's interesting. I like that. All right.
That's a rare one.
Now we're picking up some steam. Now we're cooking with gas. Let's go to Paula. Paula, what do you want to brag about, Paula?
Hi. Well, they're four little, and they're not deep bowls. They're like dessert dishes or soup dishes. They're sort of flat with just a small indentation, so they're kind of fancy as opposed to a bowl.
Okay.
And they're Haviland. I've heard Haviland is a name that's good. I'm not really sure.
Haviland, like Haviland?
I think there may be two L's in it. I'm not sure. Mm.
Okay.
Well, they spell it that way.
Oh, man. I without the right spelling. I'm not familiar with that brand. Again, not my niche that I'm in, but I'd be happy to try to find
it. Fancy looking dishes for soup or not your thing, Greg? You look like a fancy soup guy.
I know. I'm a Pyrex guy. I can appreciate Pyrex.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
When it comes to Haviland, I'm not familiar. But if you send a picture, I'll be able to have
pictures. Will help. You know, thanks, Paula.
Thanks. Bye.
Sorry.
630 says the beer you're speaking of was from Walter Payton's Roundhouse in Aurora back in 1996. It was open until about 2011.
Mm-hmm.
America's Brewing Company was the brew pub part of it.
Okay, yeah.
So that gives you a little bit more.
Sure. I thought it'd be older than that.
Yeah. Let's go to Aaron. Aaron, what do you want to brag about, Aaron?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I believe what I have is a 1911 German World War I trench knife.
Wow.
I believe it was banned by the Geneva Convention, and I saw that somebody actually had it on Pawn Stars as well.
Okay.
And they didn't have the sheath for it. I've actually got the leather-wrapped sheath for it as well.
Where did you come across this? Is this like a family heirloom kind of thing, or is this something you picked up somewhere?
Yeah, it was given to my dad by my grandfather, who I believe brought it back from Europe during World War II, and it was then given to me.
Wow.
So the
German
knife is
trench
stamped 1911. Yeah, it's a triangular-shaped blade.
Okay.
So it's called a spike knife.
Okay.
And because of the wound that it would cause, it couldn't be sutured. It couldn't be stitched up.
Oh,
so that knife was actually banned by the Geneva Convention.
Yeah, okay.
And I think also because of the length of the blade as well.
Okay.
Wow. Wow, that's good.
The knife is stamped 1911, and the sheath is stamped 1912.
Okay.
I love it. Love it. Man, we're getting some good stuff tonight, man. That's a good one.
Oh, man.
Like trench knife.
They're coming up with a bunch of trench knives. Let me just try to sort
this. Yeah, it's got like a rounded arch over the hand grip with spikes on it that would be used for, like, punching.
Okay.
And then it had, like, a metal knob on the end.
Yeah, because
it's a
weapon.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty rare as well. I mean, the highest, when you look up trench knives, German trench knives, 1911, 1912, the highest ones are 700, but I have a feeling you have something, you know, more rare that would be worth more than that. What did the Pawn Stars guy say? How much was theirs worth?
You know, I don't even really remember.
Yeah, no problem.
He was kind of talking about what it would be used for, and he said you would punch him, you would bop him on the top of the head, and then you would stab him with the knife. And wow. I mean,
it's deadly.
Jeez.
All right.
Well, it sounds like you got something very valuable there, yep. Aaron. Thanks for the call.
All right. Well, thank you.
That's good. You. There you go. Wow. There we go. We're getting somewhere.
Some different stuff.
Some good stuff tonight. 312-981-7200. We've got, we got Bill. We've got Jim. Got a lot of text coming in. We'll take a quick break so we can get the news tonight. We'll come back. We'll go right to the calls that are waiting. Next, it's the Swap Meet, 312-981-7200.
It's time for Swap Meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Second half.
That's
do it.
Right. Let's do it. 312-981-7200. We're playing the Swap Meet. Always fun. So many great people texting in, calling in. 773 says, how about a photo strip of Justin and his comedy troupe, Schadenfreude, blitzed off their butts at our wedding? Is it bad? I don't know. So then I'm like, James? I can only guess, right? That's funny. 312-981-7200. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's get to the people who've been waiting. Let's go to Bill. Bill, what do you want to brag about, Bill?
Hi, gentlemen. I have a 70s Czechoslovakian lithograph of Charles Bronson from the movie Mr. Majestic.
Come on. That helps. That's amazing. That's a win. How much do you want for it?
I have no idea.
What does it look like? When you say lithograph, is it like a painting?
It's like a frontal portrait of Charles Bronson in like deep colors with the movie title Mr. Majestic below it and the Czechoslovakian writing. And I got it from a girl that I knew in the 70s that worked at an art shop in Villa Park on Route 64.
Wow. Well, it's definitely rare. I'm not finding anything.
That's the best one of all time.
Yep.
I'll trade my Mayor Daley poster for that in a heartbeat. Like, that's awesome. Charles Bronson's the best.
Yep.
Yes.
It's a good one. In lithograph form? Czechoslovakian lithograph form?
Yes.
There ain't nothing to be. What's going to beat that?
Yeah,
That should be priceless.
Yeah, you have to be in the 300 or 400 to start range if you auction that off, I think. Because some of his other movies are going for about $100 for the poster for some of his other movies. But obviously this is definitely more rare and more unique.
Wow, very Bill. Good. Awesome.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. For lighting up my life with that one, man. That's a great one.
That would look
anything good. Charles Bronson. Come on.
That would look good on the wall here.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Ron. Ron, what do you want to brag about, Ron?
Yeah, I got a Dale Earnhardt cookie jar.
Of course
you do.
It's
about a foot long.
It's a foot long?
Wow.
Yeah. It's got number 3 stamped into it.
So is it a car? Is it a car, like, length?
No, it's a porcelain.
Okay.
The roof half top comes off.
Who makes
that? With cookies in it. Nabisco.
Wow.
They just made it. They're like, we're just going to make a porcelain jar and just wrap it in Dale Earnhardt's number?
So it's not the truck, right? It's a car? Because I'm seeing
No, it's the NASCAR itself.
Sure.
Oh.
All right. And
Awesome. That's awesome. Do you still put cookies in it? It
looks like it's...
No.
Is it got Goodwrench on one of the side, number three, black
Goodwrench,
and silver?
Right. Yeah, Mr. Goodwrench.
Yep.
There's one available now for 100 plus shipping, so that kind of gives you an idea right there. So I would
think
you're
hard fans.
You're in the $100 range, yeah.
There you go.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, man, we're getting some good stuff tonight.
Yeah, that's
right?
Rare.
Let's go to Catherine. Catherine, what do you want to brag about?
Hi.
Hi there.
Well, pre-Beatles, I have a poster that's called Silver Beatles, mm-hmm. and it's with Pete Best.
Yes.
It's with Pete Best appearing at the Cavern Club, Liverpool, January 4th through 18, 1962.
And it
had Pete Best, George Harrison, John Lennon, and Paul McCartney. So it's pre-Ringo, and I'm just wondering if this is worth anything.
Okay, first we have to ask... How long have you had it? Because they reproduce these posters.
Yeah,
like crazy.
I do believe it is a reproduced one. I've had it about 4 years. I found it at a resale shop. Oh.
Okay, I'm going to guess it's a reproduction because there's so many on there, and they're usually in the $15 to $30 range, the reproductions. No. Obviously, you have an original one. That's huge money. But if you got it 4 years ago, I'm going to have to err on the side of reproduction.
Look at the sleuth. Greg Flan, huh?
I see these concert posters, and I look at them every time because I'm hoping that they're the original posters. Anything from Frank Zappa and all that.
The thing that caught my eye was the silver Beatles and not the Beatles. So that's what caught my eye. But
I'm looking at four of them right now on eBay for what I talked about, $15 to $30.
All right. Oh, good. Well, I'll just keep them hanging.
Just keep
there. You go. it looks good. That's worth something. Thanks,
Thank
Catherine.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. I have 224 says I have all the Generation 1 Transformer toys in package. Never opened, used with instructions. All Autobots and Decepticons and Minibots. I'd like to know how much they are as a set. I don't know if they sell them
that
way. That
is insane because
really?
Individually, some of them, just one in a box with the instructions, mint condition.
Like which one?
Like $800 just for one.
Like for Jazz?
For
Starscream?
I'm not a big guy.
For Ironsides? I can keep going. For Bumblebee?
I'll get it. I'll go with you here. Let's see. Grimlock.
That's one of the dinosaurs. Me, Grimlock.
$800 sold on back in November.
I had that one, Greg.
Yeah, in the
red, I had all
red
these
and black
toys.
Box. Top one.
Yep. I didn't keep it in the box. That's I played with it.
Right. You got to buy two, like I said.
Yeah. And, I love those. You know,
so the whole lot of what he's talking about, that's many thousands of dollars.
I tried to get my son the other... I was trying to find Transformers stuff to watch, you remember there was a Transformers movie that starred, I think it was Orson Welles was in it, or was it Marlon Brando? I think it was Orson Welles. And it was from the 80s, 70s, and it was like an action, it was a cartoon, but it was a two-hour movie of it, and a lot of the Transformers, Transformer 1s died.
Wow.
Like in they never died. From the commercial or from the cartoon, they never died. They just got kind of banged up.
Right,
this one, right at the beginning, they killed them. That spoiler alert
that doesn't
on that
help.
From the 1981
I was
going to
watch
movie.
That.
I tried to find it. I can't find it anywhere. It's not on Netflix. It's not on cable, nothing.
You know, I'm 52, so it's kind of like that era of Transformers kind of just went over my head. G.I. Joe
Insecticons,
was great.
Insecticons. You don't like the Insecticons?
I'm not.
Constructicons?
No, anything. All I know is if you see a Transformer made of die-cast metal, grab it. I mean, I sold a foot of a Transformer that was die-cast for like $56, just the foot. So, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Know, it is.
All right.
It's the world we live in.
Let's go to Jim. Jim, what do you want to brag about, Jim? Jim, you there? No, we lost Jim. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to John. John, what do you want to brag about?
Well, I want to brag about a Masters green jacket that I won at an auction. It was signed by the winners of the Masters tournament from 1956 all the way up to 2007 when Zach Johnson won it.
How do you find? I mean, how do you do that?
So I was at my kid's school, little kids, and they had an auction for a private school, and I walked around the corner and I saw this Masters green jacket with everyone's signature on it. And I told my wife, I got to get this. And she said, just have a max bid. And when the auction started, it was at my max bid. So I kept on raising my hand, and she kept on punching me. And long story short, I have this very expensive green jacket that I think it's going to be worth quite a bit. You know, some of the greats, yeah. Arnold Palmer, and
yeah, that's insane.
You
with
name
the,
it.
The amount of years that your jacket covers as far as signatures. Just one signed jacket is asking $26,000 on eBay, and that's what they're asking.
Wait, they want $26,000
for just one sign? They don't say who signed it.
But he's got signed. He's got.
I know all those years.
So that's gonna be hundreds of thousands of dollars. That can't be right. Yeah. That can't be right. I don't want to lead you on, John. That right. can't be right.
But you know, unfortunately, none sold for anywhere near in that amount, and no. Like signed jackets have sold recently, so that's something, you know, check into a sports auction site to, you know, maybe get a more realistic number.
If you want to continue to get under the skin of your wife, you should just wear it around tomorrow.
Right.
she wanted to put it right above our master bath urinal.
Nice.
No, but honest to God, so I looked into it because I thought, this is so unique. Mm-hmm. Who donated it? What's going on with the story here? And I contacted the guy who donated it, and he did me like a huge favor. He actually sent me the photos of all the guys who signed the jacket. It was for free. Like, just gave me the photo, said this is a special thing.
That will definitely help when you get it appraised. Can we ask what you bid on it? What was the winning bid?
Yeah, so I paid $14,000 for it.
Well, then maybe it is. Maybe you're right. Maybe there's a chance for it to double in its value.
I'm sure. Yeah, at least double.
All right, wow. Well, thanks, John.
Good job. Good
Appreciate
story.
It. Good story. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's take our last break. We'll come back. We'll get to John. We'll get to Jim. Aaron sent some pictures of that trench knife.
Okay,
so great. I'll show you that. And I got a bunch of texts to get to as well. It's a download. It's Swap Meet. Stay with us. Swap me 312-981-7200. I was right on it was James and Melissa's wedding. That the comedy group. I'd like to see those photos.
Good memory.
I don't remember being that blitzed. But maybe that's the issue, right? Years ago. Yeah. 312, there was hair in that video. Or that those pictures. I remember there was mop top Justin. 20-something mop top Justin. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Jim. Jim, what do you want to brag about, bud?
How you doing, guys? Listen, I got an autograph by Nelson Fox in an autograph book, regular size autograph book, in a page all by itself.
Okay.
Signed Nelson Fox.
Okay.
Oh.
I was wondering how much them. I got it in 1954.
You got it?
I got it in 1954.
How'd you get it? You just went down there and said,
He was appearing at a... Oh, geez, a Sears promotional center or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing like Nellie Fox at a Sears.
Yeah.
To
well,
get you to come down and buy a
that
blender.
That was five years before they won the pennant.
Oh, interesting.
Let's see.
And he never signed it, Nellie. He always signed his thing. Nelson.
Sure.
Interesting.
Yeah, it looks like they go for about $300 to $500 for just an autograph on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Wow. So, not bad.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. He seemed nonplussed on that one.
Yeah.
No. Like, all right, forget it.
I'll just keep it.
John, what do you want to brag about?
I was watching H.G. Wells' The Time Machine, and he's going forward in time, and he's got the window. He's looking at the girl changing clothes. And one of the props in the window was about a 2-foot-tall bronze crane.
Hmm.
Well, lo and behold, I've had it for about 10, 15 years. I was cleaning out a basement or apartment building up on the North Shore. It was in the basement, and it sure looked pretty neat. So I absconded with it, and I was wondering
what's it worth,
from the time machine is. Yeah, it's a, it's well made. It's not a piece of junk, that's for sure.
It's a bronze crane, a movie prop from the time machine.
It's in the window. It's in the window when the girl changes clothes. They take the clothes, put the stuff off. You'll see it in different parts of the window.
Yeah, I obviously I can't find a movie prop bronze crane, but just. Bronze crane, like antique bronze crane. Does it have a like a 1 foot high stand that is standing out, or is it just flat on?
It's it's a two leg standing out on a base with the feet, and it's very, very nice looking. When you see the movie, you see it change. You see it. It's a couple different places in it during the eras that they were going through. Put it in a couple different places. When I saw it, I just out of the blue, I got that.
That's it. That's good. I think I found the one you're talking about. Obviously, not from the movie, but I'm guessing $300 is what it looks like it sold for. But you know, nowadays you might be able to get a little bit more.
That's a nice swipe from the basement.
I was wondering if they might have poured a bunch of them or done something like that. Yeah,
probably
more than one.
Yeah, if you could text or Facebook a picture, that'd be great too. We can narrow it down.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. 312-981-7200. 630 says, I've collected Barbies since the early 80s. Who hasn't? Are any worth more than others? Like, is the Malibu Beach Barbie more than
there,
the...
Yeah, there are some that are worth more. The holiday ones, not so much anymore. Obviously, they have to be in, like, pristine condition from 80s and 90s because, you know, so many people were collecting Barbies by then. If you had 1952 Barbie, that's a different story. That's thousands of dollars. But by the 70s and 80s, it was a thing, and people were collecting them. So it really has to be smoke-free. Like, the tinted glass needs to be still clear, not sun-faded or anything like that.
I have some of those early 80s Barbies slightly used.
Okay.
One without a head.
Yeah,
missing a leg,
playing with G.I. Joe, and
they're naked.
Got a little rough.
Lost the dress somewhere along the line, but so that's not worth anything.
No, 50 cents. Quarter bin at your garage. So.
Once again, 773. I have a John Kennedy campaign pin, and I have a Kennedy and Johnson campaign pin. What are those worth? Yeah, Pat says that.
Okay. I didn't.
John Kennedy campaign pin. And then a Kennedy Johnson campaign pin, going deep.
Yep. And let's see.
Do those kind of the political?
They do
pins?
Well. Yes.
I feel like that's a.
The pins tend to do better than some of the like magazines or paper ephemera from that era. And obviously, pins fall into ephemera. But let's see what we're getting here sold. And that would be,
it would,
you know, like 10, 20 bucks, for a pin, maybe a little bit more.
630 says Theo Haviland, China patterns. This is from one of the people called in the fancy soup bowl. Matters the more gold encrusted, the more valuable it is. And then I believe, 847 said Haviland's a high end porcelain China. It's lots of different patterns in production for 100 plus years. Value highly dependent on pattern and era. You gotta go. Listen to Swap Meet Nation here.
They always come through.
847 to 630 giving us information where we did not have it before. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Let's keep going. Let's see. I've got antique. You know who called it or texted us back is Aaron. Aaron. Who was the guy with the trench knife. He sent us a couple of pictures. Yeah. And then he also sent us what he says was a bunch of... This is all the stuff my grandfather carried with him in World War II. His Zippo lighter, cigarette case, belt buckle, knife, and notebook. Took pictures of the Zippo lighter. And it looks legit. What does a Zippo lighter go for?
There, some can be really great money. And they're... in demand. I mean, as soon as you pull up to a flea market, that's the first thing people are asking. Do you have any Zippo lighters or do you have watches? If he could send a picture of what the side, if there was anything on the side of the lighter, we did see the pictures, but he had just the bottom, and I just didn't have time to read everything on the bottom in small print. But I'd like to see what was on the side of those, if he could send that. But yeah, Zippo lighters are great money, especially if they're from that era. He's got a great find. It might be closer to what his knife is worth.
352s has an actual program, looks like the mass program from the funeral for John Kennedy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a program. There's a picture of the Cathedral of the Holy Cross, Boston, Massachusetts, Sunday, January 19th, 1964. Mozart's Requiem performed by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. It's essentially like a plaque program.
Wow.
For a solemn pontifical requiem mass in memory of John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's worth anything.
Trying to get that.
All right. And while you look, I'm going to bring Scott in to finish this off. Sure. Scott, what do you want to brag about, Scott?
Well, let's get back to Barbie. I have, like, I think it's like a late 1980s or early 1990s. It's Ken and Barbie on the set of the Star Trek Enterprise.
Nice.
Dressed, you know, in Star Trek uniforms. It's never been played with, or I mean, it comes in the packaging that shows like the bridge of the Enterprise.
Sure. Wow, okay.
1990s, you said? Yeah. Yeah, I've got right it here. Someone's asking 20 in the box. Let me see what some have sold for. $1,750,
$1,850. Oh, man,
they're really disappointing. You have to get into 70s or earlier. Or some of the play sets for Barbie, like the cruise ship or the dune buggy, in the box. You know,
if you want a half-folded Mayor Daly poster from 1983, I'm willing to trade on those Barbies. But something tells me that you're going to stick with the Barbie, Scott. Thanks for calling.
I do have a little political campaign that Jane Byrne signed.
Good. That's a good one. I like that stuff all the time, man. Yep. That's my favorite. That's probably worth nothing, but thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
no problem.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's Swap Meet. Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. If you want to follow up, just find him there, and you can send pictures and continue the conversation. He'll be back next week. Greg, always a pleasure. Great
always
job tonight.
Fun. Thank you.